Dan, and I welcome you on behalf of Seeking Our Inner Being team. Today we are happy to receive Francesco. Dear Francesco, thank you for having accepted our invitation.
Welcome.
So Francesco, let's start with, are you in contact with your psychic being? And if yes, how does it manifest?
So, yeah, I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't know if to say, okay, yes, I'm in contact with the psychic being. What I can say is something that there is something that happened at some point when I was 18, that from that day onward, there is something definitely utterly different in me and never changed, never stopped being there, never since that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly how to call it, how to name it, or how to frame it exactly. And yeah, like before that moment, I was, you know, regular kind of Italian fellow, 18 years old, with all normal.
Okay.
I mean, I'm normal also now, but. And yeah, I got to know this person in Italy, who was one, actually the last accepted disciple from Mother, when she was still accepting disciples.
Oh.
And yeah, I got to meet this sweet little lady, and I spend some time with her. She shows me the books, and she talks a bit about Auroville, about Mother and Sherubindo. And during the night, I slept there in her place.
Uh-huh.
And during the night, I have this kind of dream in which she comes next to my heart and she blows like this, and I feel something opens. And then the following day, I was feeling very weird, very weird, in the sense, something really shifted, like a whole overall inner shift. And from that day onward, like, there was something very clear. It was like, I have decided. And so at some point, I remember I even wrote it on the sand, and I wrote it on a paper, I've decided. And yeah, from there has been something that has been very stable in me, and that kind of knows, okay, that I cannot articulate it. Mm-hmm. I cannot express it and say, okay, what is it that I've decided in particular, whatever. But there is a sort of complete trust, complete confidence, that there is something there, and is there, and that's pretty much it. This doesn't mean that from there I've had all sorts of things, you know, ups and downs and all, but that underlying, I just call it thing because I don't know what to call it. I don't want to know and go into particular names, but it's been pretty stable. So if that is would be the somehow reply to the question, I would say.
Yeah. So from this specific experience, you would say that it made you more aware of what was happening within you and within the world, and this relationship between the outer was different or more meaningful? How would you specify?
Just after that kind of experience happened, yes, like this my perception towards the world, towards the thing, shifted. I was a bit disorienting at the beginning, and then it kind of slowly subsided, and it was going into waves during the various years, I would say, sometimes just shifting back to just something much more at the background.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes much more forefront. And yeah, I would say, yeah, it's a kind of a shift of perspective of towards the world, towards the surroundings, and towards the what is inside, yeah.
And if this presence, let's call it presence, no, if it's still within you, do you have to to practice, I mean to nurture this relationship, or is it present and you do nothing, you just accept and live from it?
I needed to I need to do every day. I need to keep on doing it every day to contact.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's somehow, I don't know, it's like with language is always tricky to, in a way it's there. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to do anything because, like, the real background of it seems to be unchanging regardless. I mean, I went to very difficult periods, still it was there. At the same time, to have it kind of access, I would say to have free access to it, it's there, but I can access it or not. It can be very much deep inside and it doesn't leave me, but if I want to kind of experience the nice benefits of it, pleasant contact with it, I saw that I needed to work for it. And I had this kind of start when I was 18, and like I remember the first years I really needed to work hard to just dig through my layers to be able just to touch for a moment and then come back, and it was so easy to snap out of it. At the same time, it was always there, but to kind of really have a sense of it, that it's my companion that is helping me throughout the life, that I can feel it, then it was digging for several years. Now it's less digging, but I still swim through a few layers to touch.
I guess it's a very personal experience. If I can imagine that, it's that you, it's, there is no achievement yet, it's something that you still have to process if you want to completely merge at some point. Is there some goal within you that you would like to achieve at some point, or if it's still there and you don't have anything to do to
it's not a goal thing, is it's like you know, you feel hungry and you feel thirsty, it's very similar. So I just feel a similar thing to get in contact with that thing. Mm-hmm. So I just feel the need for it. And for whatever reason, if I even just one day, or if it happens 2 days, if I really don't do anything and I don't even get close, because it's not that it's achieved that I feel merged with it, it's just touching it. Already if I touch it, I'm very happy. So just if I touch it, even just for a moment, then that kind of hunger or thirst is quenched a little bit, and I can have a day, and the day feels meaningful and feels real.
Okay.
If I happen not to get in touch with that for just one or couple of days, just what I experience around me feels so weird. It feels a dream. It feels not real. So, yeah, the outer thing really feels very unreal if it's not tainted at least a little bit by that.
And do you have some friends or some relatives that you are freely talking about that with them? Or did you have some people that have experienced a similar thing in their life?
I mean, maybe not like this, mm-hmm. but in general, to be people that are open to this inquiry in general, yeah, definitely, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Especially the closer.
Okay, so closer people. That means that you could freely discuss with your partner or with your children.
With my partner, for sure. I mean, that is one of my, when I was looking for a partner and all, but was my first premise. Because if we cannot share that, I mean, that is the basis of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest is kind of a decoration.
Today, can you foresee how it could evolve further, or this improve further, this relationship? Or do you have some clue what could happen?
And before I was mentioning that I'm already happy if I touch it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, just instead of touching it is to stay more in closer contact.
or that, permanent.
No, that would be great. A good one step at a time.
Could you say that in your daily practice there are some traps and something that you still are cautious about, something you should avoid, or is it something that is quite fluent?
Traps are always there. Traps are always there in the way we are built. But yeah, in a way, I would say is not to think it too much or to think oneself as whatever. Just to keep it very simple, because I find that works through simplicity, authenticity, and not through thinking.
Okay, so it's could we say that it's a constant invitation to be as authentic, as genuine as possible?
Genuine in the real sense of the thing, because that is also one trap I find. To be genuine, who's genuine in oneself? We are made out of so many parts that sometimes to be genuine is to be genuine to some of our layers and not to the truest layer. So yeah, to be genuine to the truest and deepest layer, that yes.
And at the opposite of traps, do you practice in your daily life, be it in your professional activity or your home or with your family? Do you have some specific practice that you could share with you?
Let's call it professional level, even if I don't like to call it like that.
Yeah, because there is no such distinction.
That's what I do. Like, is the entire thing with awareness through the body, ATV, is to practice that some in a way or in another. So, in a way, I feel very, very fortunate, and at the same time, I chose it to do something
perfectly that fitting.
And by helping others to develop attention, concentration, going to the different parts of the being, I do them for myself. I mean, that's it. It helps me every time that I need to be there with a group of people, whether children or adults. I need to be there. I need to be present. I need to be in contact with that. So it's like a constant invitation, and it's a constant opportunity. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. But at least is a chance. And at a personal level, since I was 18 or even before, like, I really make sure I do not start the day without getting at least some time. And it really varies from day to day what is the particular kind of avenue that wants to be followed. But every day, I spend definitely some time until I touch that, even for a few seconds.
Okay. Does it mean this is your first thing that you make in the day for the day to unfold?
Yes. I mean, to whatever depth or extent it works. Some days it's just there is stuff in the mind, there is difficulties, there are the clouds in and out, and I just, at least I go towards that direction, however it goes, but at least a partial effort towards that, or intention or opening or something, at least something, before starting the rest, because that's my priority.
And in your field of practice through ATB, does it happen sometimes that you there is some inner thing within yourself that recognize or acknowledge also some inner psychic, I don't know if we could call psychic beings, but some more spiritual aspect or being in the child or in the adult that you are exercising with?
My understanding of it is that it's not that one has it more than the other, it's just we all are endowed with that. So it's not much about one particular person having it or not. There are just certain moments they're very beautiful. There is something wonderful and magical around it that you just... There is something there that you can appreciate. Then I don't know whether to call it, whether it's psychic or not, or it's... But yeah, something very, very precious, tangible. Moments, I would call it moments. Or particular places in the person or in the space.
And both acknowledge that something is happening, which is not from the level of the vital and mental, but more from the field of psychic, let's say.
Yeah, and usually when these moments arise, there is no need of saying, okay, it's that part, it was beautiful, or it was that. We leave it. In both senses, we leave it.
Is there anything else you would like to share to our listeners? Or?
No, not in particular.
Okay. Thank you very much, Francesco.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.